The Mistaken Identity experience you know and love is now even better on Patreon. A big shout out to everyone who has already joined us over there, but thanks to a new round of updates to the platform, listeners have so many new reasons to join the party or dive back in on the app. For those of you who already have the app, you can't help but be impressed by some of these changes. The whole thing has become more intuitive and has made searching for your favorite content even easier, creating your own little world for your favorite creators just like us. And the biggest addition to the Mistaken Identity world is community chats. This is for sure the biggest element of the new Patreon rollout, and the one we're most excited about as well, because it's going to bring us closer to you. These new community chats, like most of these new features, are only available through the Patreon app, and these chats give our fans a space to talk to us and each other in real time outside of any traditional comment section. You can discuss our latest work, give feedback, ask questions directly to us, and react any old way that you please. This is on top of all the Patreon exclusive content we already offer, like the video version of the unedited podcasts, behind the scenes looks at show production, and exclusive content drops way in advance of our mainstream channels. And the best part is that you can get all this starting at just $1 a month. So open up the app and look us up by searching Mistaken Identity Media, or just follow the link directly in the show notes to get started today. You can also download the Patreon app itself for free directly from the Google Play or Apple App Store to unlock the full VIP experience. However you consume Mistaken Identity Media, we thank you for the support and hope you enjoy the show.
To so many people, you know, lifelong Cubs fans, it's our happy place. It doesn't feel like a year without going to Wrigley Field, and you guys are amazing at what you do.
And that's the thing, is that the Wrigley employees are always so helpful. They go beyond.
When you see the same faces year after year after year in the same sections, it makes you feel, it all feels like family. That you're going to a place like it's a little family reunion.
Every family member and friend who comes to that I take to a Cubs game or I take on a Wrigley Field tour, because there's nothing better to do than be in Chicago, and you all made that possible.
Like I said, these are not just employees in my opinion, they're like family.
I've brought people from all over the world, all over the country, people that don't like baseball, they love Wrigley Field. And we have you guys to thank for that.
Welcome to Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark. We explore the fascinating personal lives of the people inside Chicago's most iconic sports venue, Wrigley Field. Our podcast will take you on an amazing journey, introducing you to some incredible people that we've met along the way. We'll discuss hot topics, play a few games, and just try to have an overall good time. There'll be plenty of surprises along the way, so stick with us to see where our journey heads next. But for now, kick back, relax, and enjoy the latest episode of Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark.
All right, welcome to the finale of season three of Beyond the Ballpark. So before I begin with Keyson, I wanted to thank you all for your support. I'm surprised that in year three, we're still setting, we set a record this year in the number of Patreon supporters still. As a matter of fact, Patreon reaches out to us. They use us, not only us, but we're one of the ones they try new things out with because of our following on Patreon. And we've moved into, we do trips now. We just announced today on our page about the Savannah Bananas, and we're going to Boston as a group next year to see the Cubs. So it's been an amazing trip. I cannot believe we're going into season four, year four. Who would have thought? So thank you all for that. The Cubs store, to celebrate our season three, they sent us some mystery bags. So on Patreon, get ready for when I announce a bunch of these bags full of things from the Cubs store that we can give out to you all. All right, so thank you all very much. Now, moving on. My very first episode. To this day, it is the most viewed or downloaded episode. Back in the day, I worked with a lot of mentoring programs, and they caught on to that episode. they actually shared it at their groups to see two black young men, how we interact with each other. And it grew like uncontrollably. To this day, this is season three. I've done over 100 episodes. It is still the most listened to, most downloaded, most watched episode. And that was with my favorite person at Wrigley Field, probably in life. And that is with Keyston, who's here. Keyston, welcome back.
Hey, I'll tell you what, it feels good to be back. I remember when we first shot that first episode. Definitely wanted to give some good content and really share a lot about, you know, who I am as a person, a lot of the things I've experienced in life. So I'm honored to hear that that episode has been such a huge success, but always thrilled to be back and chatting it up with you, Frank.
All right. So episode one was great. This is season three. It's been 3 years. I'm ending it with you. Can you believe it's been 3 years I've been doing this?
I know. And it's so many things that have happened. It's been amazing to watch this podcast grow. I know you had a vision when we first talked about you starting this podcast and everything like that. So I just have to say I'm absolutely proud of you and the growth that this podcast has definitely seen over the past 3 years.
I went back and watched and listened to, I actually watched the first episode that we did, and my beard was all black, right? And I look at it now. You see?
you gotta look gray in there. Luckily enough, I'm still not graying yet, but I'm pretty sure it's coming.
All right, so I want to talk about, I got some things on my list before we go. I want to talk about Christopher Morrell. Let's talk about Christopher Morrell. So I am impressed how, you know, you can come to work right when it starts time. You're never late, always on time. Never too early, never on time. But one day you came in and you are on, I think it was
Instagram. Yeah, I had an Instagram
story. You walk in, checking in with Christopher Morrell, who I personally know is a friend of yours. But they might not know. Tell me about how the Christopher Morrell thing started.
Well, I want to say it was 2022, working on the field. And as close as I do to the players, you develop relationships with them. Me and Chris just grew a liking for each other. It may have been his rookie season. So anytime he goes up to plate and he's walking past, we always slap hands when he goes up to bat and everything like that. And that particular day, I was just walking in, signing in, and then I walk up and somebody's like shaking me on my back. And it was Chris. And we actually walked to the field together that day. And I was like, hey, just, you know, send a shout out and let everybody know, you know, we hanging out before the game and everything like that. I got a lot of responses from that story. And they're like, oh, my gosh, you know, I love Chris. And he's a really good guy. I love his passion. I love his energy. And he brings that level of enthusiasm every day. And I resonate with that because, you know, I like to feel like I bring that same level of passion and energy, not only to Wrigley Field, but, you know, working with my students in my full-time job throughout the FIT program. So I was actually just messaging with him, Christopher Morrell. He owes me one of his exclusive bobbleheads that I've been asking for all season. So I was messaging with him last night and he was like, send me your address. I'll make sure I get it to you. So very good guy. Excellent player. Love his passion and energy. And we just connect in those areas right there.
Yes. And the bobblehead is nice. It was at AAA. I have one actually. Season ticket holder Susie sent me one. She sent me a Brennan Davis one as well, but it's really, really nice. But I want to say this. So Papa's birthday was today's October the 6th.
It's correct.
Papa's birthday was last week. And Morrell actually bought him a cake. And he brought the cake to all of us to eat. I missed it. I wanted somebody to chocolate cake, but he's a nice guy. He actually bought Paco a cake for his birthday. That's a nice little guy he is.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, it was Christopher Morrell and Albert Azaloy. They came out and it was totally unexpected. And they brought it out and we sung happy birthday to Paco. And Christopher Morrell just said some really good words about Paco. Again, me, Paco, the rest of the field team. You know, we develop really good relationships with those players. And, you know, Paco works hard. I think Paco's been with the Cubs 26 years, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So, I mean, he's seen a lot and been through a lot. And Paco was really appreciative of the love that those players showed and bring him out a cake. I mean, I'm not like you. You know, I don't eat chocolate cake. I got to figure it up, ho. But I was like, it was a great gesture, but I had to pass on the cake, unfortunately.
Speaking of a figurative hold, things that you do that I don't do, which is called running. You're still running like a crazy person.
Well, I'm more in the boxing gym right now. You know, working at Wrigley Field, you know, I'm on my feet all day running. You know, I can put up anywhere from 10 to 15,000 steps per game out there running back and forth from where I'm stationed to home plate. So I kind of reserve my legs for that and really focus on boxing during the baseball season. But now that baseball season is over, I'm in the market to buy a fresh new pair of running shoes, and we'll be back out there on the lake path, you know, running my usual 7 to 10 miles. Probably within the next week or two, we'll resume running.
I was talking to Corey Luna, we were going to Milwaukee, and he was shocked that I met you in the bleachers, that you were not out on the field. People think that you were only ever on the field, that you were never, ever, ever anywhere else. So people that are just new to us the last 2 or 3 years, they don't know how I met you. But let them know that you have done way more than on the field. You actually were in the stadium at one point.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started in 2015, they were doing renovations in the bleachers. So the bleachers weren't actually open to patrons. So my first year, probably the first three quarters of that year, I actually started at Bag Check. It was my first year at the Cubs. You know, I wanted to be around baseball. I totally thought like I was going to be in the stands around the fans and everything like that. However, I did start at Bag Check. And every time I went, just look at my deployment, it said Bag Check. And then surprisingly, right around mid-year, once the bleachers started opening back up, I started getting assigned to work the wall and just be out in the bleachers. But I would honestly say working Bag Check actually kind of conditioned me to know what was allowed in the stadium, what wasn't allowed in the stadium. And then I learned that actually working in the bleachers, I was able to apply what I actually learned through Bag Check. And looking at illegal alcohol, whether there were umbrellas or certain things that weren't allowed in the stadium. And that's actually where I started, you know, gate deep Bag Check. And then I moved to the bleachers and, you know, we had to manage some not so pleasant situations. And I think that's when me and you actually met resolving an issue out in the bleachers. And, you know, it's been one big happy friendship ever since.
Yeah, you were a radio unit out on the wall.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was impressed that somebody that was black who had a radio and some power out in the bleachers. And I watched how you handled things. That's just how I am. You know, I watched how you handled stuff. I was so impressed by that. I think I told you that too. I've modeled myself after what I saw with you in the bleachers that day, and I try to do it that same way now as a supervisor. So whatever you all see me with today, those techniques that I get credit for all the time, I stole that from Keystone.
You heard it here first, people. You heard it here first.
Yeah, I thought I'm from Houston, and that's why I became what I am today. Everybody thinks I'm so great at it, but and I even told them that. I'm like, wow, I like the way you handled that ejection and whatever, and I stole that, and that's how I've been using it ever since.
So. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about people, right? Managing people, different personalities. You know, working in education now for the past 13, 14 years. You know, there are certain things you call transferable skills. So the way I really resolve conflict with campus relations, dealing with students, employees, as a manager, previously as a director of career services, these all things tie in together. I think it's just really the underlying concern is what's making this person angry, right? Getting them to calm down and then ultimately trying to find a common ground and just keeping you cool, you know, and keeping your own personal feelings out of it and the best interest of everybody and getting it resolved and getting everybody home happy, whether or not they stay in the ballpark or not. How about that?
Yes. Now we had ribs last weekend and I got home and I sent you a text and I'm like, hey, you know, thanks for the dinner. I got next and your reply was, hey, we don't keep score, which is great. I would be losing. Let me tell you why. So I got a bunch of stuff here from Keystone. I'm going to show you all. First, you travel a lot. Correct. Where did you go recently? Tell me where you went recently, and I'm going to show what you brought me back.
Okay, so recently I was in Asia. It was always a trip that I wanted to take. So I was in Tokyo, Japan. I left Tokyo, Japan. I went to the Manila, Philippines. And then we left Manila, Philippines, and we went to Hong Kong, China. But before that trip, a week before that trip, I was actually in Medellin, Colombia in South America. Did I actually give you some Colombian money?
So I'm going to show them what you sent me, and then you can explain it to people and tell them what it is and what it's worth now. Whenever he goes anywhere, I post on Facebook, can I have it? And he says, yes. So here's one here.
So that's the Hong Kong dollar. That's a $10 bill in Hong Kong. It's probably worth about 75, 80 cent US dollars.
Okay. And then we have this one.
That one is a Filipino peso. So that's a $50 one. That one's probably only worth like 20, 30 cent US.
So just to Angelo and Erica, I really feel, by the way, some of our Filipino staff. And then there's this one here.
And then that one is the Hong Kong yen. That's $1,000 Hong Kong yen. And that one's probably worth about $2 US.
Now, where were you at when I saw you playing soccer in the streets with some young kids?
Oh, yeah. So we were in Medellin, Colombia, in a really nice neighborhood in Colombia, Comuna 13. I can't tell you how beautiful that neighborhood is. And we were walking through the neighborhood, and you know I'm a huge soccer fan, Tottenham Hotspur. Come on, you Spurs. But I'm a huge soccer fan, and there were some kids out and they were playing street soccer. So we decided to stop and play street soccer with them. They had the goal up, they had, you know, the ball and everything like that. And they actually saw that I had on my Tottenham Hotspur gear. So they wanted to kind of test me out to see how good I was playing soccer. So they said, step up. So I had the opportunity to go against one of the Colombian locals, and I hit a goal. And then he challenged me to be the goalie, and he beat a kicker, and we both scored a goal. So that game tied 1-1. But at the end of it, he asked me for my Tottenham Hotspur jersey and my Tottenham Hotspur hat, and I was told him, can't do that one. I can't let this one go.
All right, I got a picture. Tell me where this is here.
So that picture, that was actually in Colombia. We were out in Guata Bay, which is probably about 2 hours from Medellin. That is a huge mountain right behind it. I can't think of the name of it right off the top of my head, but you can actually walk up the mountain. So it's a total of 708 steps. So me and my friends took the challenge. It took us about right around 25 minutes from step one all the way to step 708. We made it to the top, but you got to keep in mind, you're in the elevation, so it's humid, it's hot. It wasn't an easy task, but you got to finish what you start. So we all made it to the top. We were happy. Took a couple pictures. So that was the before picture, but I actually have an after picture where I'm up at the top flexing my muscles.
Now, where is that
picture right there is it's at the AIA Vitality Park in Hong Kong, China. So they have a huge park. It's right outside the bay where there's a whole bunch of bays where you could take boats. They have the Ferris wheel out there. It was a live festival. It was a live music festival, beer festival going on. But I will tell you that Hong Kong probably has the most amazing skyline that I've ever seen. We had the opportunity to go out on a boat at night and look at the skyline and see the symphony of lights. Unfortunately, we weren't able to see the light show because it was too cloudy. But that skyline and being out there on that boat, it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen as far as skylines. And I like to think that I have one of the best views in the city of Chicago, but that Hong Kong skyline is amazing. That picture right there, we actually did a bike tour in Manila, Philippines. Manila, Philippines has a lot of history with the Spanish and the English and all of these different countries trying to fight to gain that territory. So there's a lot of different walls that have still stood since the early 1800s that were kind of like barriers for people getting in and out of the Philippines. So we did a bike tour that day. Philippines is amazing. I love the Philippines. It was probably my favorite part.
It's my favorite one.
Okay. So in Tokyo, Japan, we did a samurai class where we had, we learned how to fight a samurai. So they gave us swords. They put us in the entire outfit. They taught us the different techniques, the defensive swings, and everything like that. Yeah, that's me and my my friend Tyler that I actually went to Asia with. So that was a really good time. And then we did like a show where we actually fought the trainer. And that was a video I posted. It was pretty fun. I really enjoyed that samurai show. Yeah. So
Japan. Now, you went to some baseball, right?
Oh yes. So while we were in Tokyo, we went to the Tokyo Giants game. They played the Dragons. I'm not sure where the Dragons are from, but I mean that baseball game and the energy that those fans had at the Tokyo Dome was nothing like I've ever seen at a baseball game. You know, and I'm a diehard Cubs fan, and we've had some really good games that I've been at, but that Tokyo Dome was rocking. The way it's set up is that the left field bleachers are designed for the visiting fans, and then the right field bleachers are designed for the home fans. So when your team is at bat, you are doing your fight song. The fans are doing the team fight song throughout the entire game. But each fan base has to respect the other fan base's time to kind of cheer whenever their fans were at bat, their team was at bat. So I really enjoyed that experience. Tokyo Dome, it was amazing. Japanese baseball. And it reminded me of being at a European soccer game, just how energetic and engaged the fans are throughout the entire time of the game.
Hey, I know we got a lot more to talk about, but I want to jump in real quick and talk to you about one of my new favorite things. I've been talking about it so much that all my guests are going to be going out to get it, but it is Magic Mind. It is the world's first productivity drink. I am not an energy drink person at all. Don't like the sugar. Don't like all the fake ingredients in it. And then when Jordan went out and got Magic Mind and had it sent to me, oh my God. I've been talking about it on all our shows, so you've been hearing more about it. But if this is your first time listening, I want you to know that it is all natural products. It provides calm energy. It boosts your focus and mental clarity. It takes care of jitters and fatigue. It enhances your immunity and manages your stress and anxiety, which I know those of you that are listening, if you live in America, you've got some stress and some anxiety. It's the first ever drink that I'm promoting, not just promoting, actually, that I'm using, that I'm taking, that I definitely think that you all should be getting, or listening to me, and you too, I'm interviewing you, you should be getting this as well. It is called Magic Mind. I cannot praise it enough. So much so that there's a discount, a good deal, if you all want to get this. The link is down in the description. But if you want to go to it yourself, it's Magic Mind, magicmind.com/mistakenidentity20. If you want to go there, magicmind.com/mistakenidentity20. And you're going to go and you can get a pretty good discount on your first bottle. Or if you want to get many, many bottles like myself, you can get 50% off on a subscription to it. Listen, you're not going to regret doing this. You may have heard my stories on the podcast episode before, how I was able to, I don't like walking at all, but I was able to walk for miles without even being tired. I drink it in the morning out of the refrigerator. You can put it, you know, you can put it in your coffee. You can put it in your smoothie if you choose to. I drink it straight up. It's a shot. I love it. Again, it's all natural products. It's not stuff that you can't pronounce or don't know what it is, which is why I like it so much. Go take advantage of it. When you go to that link and you check out, put in our code as well, which is MistakenIdentity20 when you check out for a good deal. Go try this. It is the first ever productivity drink. Reduces stress, anxiety, boosts your focus, mental activity, so you can be productive without worrying about what you're putting inside your body, because it's all natural products that you can pronounce, that you know what they are. You're going to love it. Try it now. You won't regret it. All right, let's get some more questions here. Now, this is what I was talking about earlier here.
Yes. So that's me going up against one of the young men in Medellin. And as you can see right there, I'm doing my Cristiano Ronaldo Sue celebration after I scored a goal. And now the other young guy is telling me to go in and be the goalie so he can go up against me. That was a really great memory. That's probably one of my favorite memories of being in Medellin, Colombia. And as you can see, he got me there. He kicked that ball so hard. I didn't even have time to react. So yeah, it was overall, yeah, it was a great time.
All right. And so where are you going next?
I'm actually currently thinking about going to Madrid, Spain. I've been to Spain before, but, you know, I love my European soccer. So I think my next trip will probably end up in Madrid. I want to go see Real Madrid play. They're the Champions League champions, defending champions. They just built a new stadium. That's amazing. So the goal is to go to Madrid, Spain, and on the way back, hop over to London and see my Tottenham Hotspur play again for the fourth year in a row. I know when we first talked in the podcast and you asked me, you know, what did I want to do when the world opened back up? And I said I wanted to go and see Tottenham play. So since the last podcast, I've been to London three times to see Tottenham play in four games. So yeah. Always got to get over there every year.
Now, the last podcast, I said I would never take an international flight anywhere. I just wouldn't do it.
Did.
I actually did. I went to London, obviously, to see the Cubs. And then so there was a place there. I saw our favorite meal. And I brought this back to you, see if you recognize this. But our favorite meal, you paid for.
Yes, sir. Hold on one second. Look at that. Look at this. I got one, too.
Amazing place, by the way. Absolutely amazing. I went to the Shedd Aquarium. I went to the aquarium that day.
Yeah.
I wasn't eating any. Jordan had the oyster. I couldn't go to the aquarium and eat that. But what I had was amazing, though. So.
Yeah, Burger and Lobster. That's a really great restaurant in London. And actually, when I was in Hong Kong, they actually have a Burger and Lobster in Hong Kong too. Looked at the menu. It wasn't as appealing as the menu in London. But just a backstory about me paying for dinner, Burger and Lobster. I had just come back from London. What was it? In February, when I was in London back in February of this year. And I brought Frank back some British pounds, right?
Oh, yes. Yes,
yeah. Yeah, I brought you back some British pounds and I gave it to him as a gift to say, when you get over there, you can only spend this money. And I remember giving it to you and he was like, oh, wow. Like, I want to keep it as a souvenir. And I'm like, no, you can't keep it as a souvenir. It's meant to be spent. So, yeah, it was about 100 pounds I gave you, right?
Yes, I enjoyed London. My friend, I went to London to the Cubs. By the way, there was a series on Patreon and on our podcast about the trip. The Cubs actually gave me a gift last week, actually. I thought it was pretty cool. This bobblehead set thing.
That's nice. Cool
box. Has stolen in it and everything. So thanks to the Cub for sending that to me. So, but I will say this, though. I did not think that the flight would be enjoyable, but it was not a bad flight.
I'm telling you, I tried to tell you, you were probably on a 787 flight too. So those 787 planes, they ride so much more comfortable than those 737 planes. But I was going to ask you that, what your experience was like on that long flight, because that's what about a 8-hour flight, right?
I loved it. I had JetBlue, and they have unlimited food, unlimited drinks, unlimited everything. I did not know that. And they have extra leg space. It was their first time going to London, so they gave you a lot of stuff that came free with it that they don't usually do. I just lucked out. Amazing. Had this amazing breakfast with peaches on top. It was amazing. I am already planning to go to Paris next year. So
that's great.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, and you got to stay at the Royal Horse Guards too. So
yes.
I stayed at the Royal Horse Guards the last time I was in London. I thought it was an amazing hotel. It's a 5-star hotel. I really enjoyed it. So talk a little bit about what you did in London.
So I did some everything, but I didn't do as much as I wanted to because we weren't there for that. I was only there for a week, but we had to go to the game, you know, and the Cubs, because we stayed with the Cubs in their hotel. The Cubs had events every night and every day. I did go to all the historical places like Westminster Abbey and Buckingham Palace. Me and Jordan do Sunday. We did Sunday at the aquarium, did the London Eye thing.
Yep.
We went to a brewery. I'm pronouncing that wrong, but went to that. I did want to see where the where the middle class, I guess you call it, stayed at. So we went way out there just to go and see how that is. We did the Uber boat thing. Tower. We got a lot of Cub stuff because we had that VIP access, of course. I didn't go to all the events. Jordan went to all the events. He got to see the mayor, Lori Lightfoot was there. I didn't go to all that, but did as much as I could in those 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, that was good. It sounded like just based on what you posted on Facebook, I'm like,
To the Aqua Shard, which is like the tallest, I think, something, and the tallest point where you could have food at or whatever. That was pretty cool, sitting way up top. There's tea time everywhere. I wasn't a fan of the London breakfast. I'm not into the whole
Like the beans and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they don't have the best food when it comes to cuisine of where you're gonna eat. That's why I kind of stick to like burger and lobster.
Yes. I don't know, but like I said, we think I'm gonna keep the score because the score wouldn't be even. But I did give Keaton something to get in my house forever. Remember this?
Yes. I need that. So that is a grill. It's like a grill rack where I can kind of flip my meat. So like seafood, stuff like that, because I like to grill and chill on my patio. But I definitely need that because I want to start grilling salmon, and the salmon would stick to that grill grate very quickly. So when I get a chance, I'm gonna definitely get your way and definitely take it off your hands because I definitely need it. But I mean, you can bring it over here. I mean, you're more than welcome to visit my place anytime you want now that it's the off season. I have
Where are you traveling in a few days?
I'm going to Indianapolis. I'll be in Indianapolis for work Monday and Tuesday, and then I'm back, and then Sunday I travel to New York. I'll be there. I mean,
what's new in your house that I haven't seen? What's new in your house since the last time I
got it? My plant. I've had my new Wild Birds of Paradise now since the season started.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a big boy. I've actually killed 3 plants. I had one. I had a bamboo palm that died, and then I had 2 money trees that died. So, you know, with experience comes knowledge. You know, you learn from your failures. I plan on keeping that one for quite some time. But other than that, just some other stuff I've picked up from around the world. I don't know if you could see this or not, but I got a bottle of whiskey that I had in Japan. I had another drink that I had in Japan, in Colombia. This one hit mango, I got that from Colombia. I like collecting stuff like that. And then you can see right here, I have all of the different currencies from around the world. So I keep some for myself, guys. I don't give them all to Frank because all he wants to do is take all my foreign money and collect it. But I kind of keep some myself. But other than that, nothing too much. I got a couple pictures that I won on a silent auction from Inglewood neighborhood I grew up in Chicago. So I still need to put that up. But other than that, nothing's new. Like, I'm a minimalist. I don't like to collect too much clutter or anything like that. And everything stays in its space all nice and tidy.
Opposite of me. I have everything everywhere. But all right. So any questions you want to ask me?
So how do you like living in your new space?
Ooh, it's more space. Everything is 2 times bigger than my old space. My bedroom has an actual office attached to it. And then on top of that has another room, which is a walk-in closet attached to it. My kitchen is 3 times the size of my old kitchen. So I'm getting used to all of the extra space. But I love it. I love the people. We have chickens now. So there are chickens here and everything like that. So I absolutely love it. Again, I just like it. The people in the area make it so much better than what I was at before. No knock to them, but the neighbors make a difference. So
yeah, that's good.
But again, the space is a lot of space. I'm still trying to fill it up, but other than that, great. Yeah. What's your next question?
So you already know what my next question will be.
What?
So when you gonna come to the boxing gym with me?
So I will tell you this. So I found out, this is probably some inside business, probably some, well, it's not a secret though, but I'll be shadowing Paco next year. So I may get to see you more often, even though I think that it's boring on the field, but.
let me just say this really quick. It's not boring on the field. One thing you have to learn about being on the field, and particularly in my role, you always have to be alert. You always have to know what's going on. You know, not only in the game, but what's going on around you. I think that that's the entertaining piece. I think for a lot of people, they think it's boring because you just can't move around and, you know, go to the bathroom when you want, have a snack when you want. Like, you have to be very disciplined to be down on the field. So I think you fit right in, Frank.
Well, I said that to say, because you asked about boxing. I'm going to do the boxing. I may do some running just so I can be fit, but
yeah. I mean, you're going to have to, because anything can happen out on that field. You got to be prepared. You know, you got to be prepared to sprint out there, take somebody down. So you definitely got to be in shape. So if you're going to be shadowing Paco next year, we need to have you in the gym and have you start running no later than when pitchers and catchers report mid-February.
All right. What's your next question for me? Let's see what you got.
When are you going to come hang out in my place?
I feel like we're having our personal discussion on tape, but we've discussed this. You're never here when I'm able to go. So what are you talking about? You're never here when I'm able to go.
So I'll be back. I'm free the week of November the 6th, and I don't go back out traveling for work probably until November 20th. So
if you season one, you agreed for me to bring cameras to your house. Remember this?
I did.
Season one. I'm headed to season 4 right now.
But in my own defense, I had just moved into this place when we did that podcast. So it wasn't fully furnished. But 3 years later, I'm ready. We can show everybody the world. Keyston Edwards bachelor pad. You can see the view. You can go out on the patio. I'll give you 100% exclusive access. You have
before,
my work.
Before I was being selfish, I only wanted to go because you were near Jason Hayward before. But now that he's gone, I want to go for you. So
yeah, you gotta come. I'll even grill a steak. You eat steaks, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll even grill you a steak, but it can't be well done, yes. Frank. I don't cook steaks well done.
Now we used to go out to eat all the time, but you got so busy. It's not my fault. You got so busy that this year we went out how many times?
Probably like twice.
We
ate tacos at the beginning of the year after a game.
We did?
Yes. And then we had ribs at Murphy's like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I don't remember the taco thing. Where?
Yeah. I paid for it.
Where? Where was that at?
At the Mexican restaurant right under the train.
I don't remember that at all. I'm not remembering that at all.
Dang. Like I said, I don't keep score. I just remember.
All right. So any plans for 2024?
Plans for 2024. As of right now, you know, I gotta get the fit program, you know, expanded. You know, I've been working a fit program for almost 5 years now. We went from 40 students to 80 students, 100 students. Now we're going 120 students. We got 3 classes going all at the same time. So it's been a beautiful experience. So my number one goal is to get my fit program up and moving the way it's supposed to be. Just continuing to stay healthy physically, mentally, socially, emotionally, financially. And then probably, you know, end of Q1, early Q2, we'll start doing some travel again.
I was going to put you on the spot and say, you know, since you're friends of mine, the convention is coming up pretty soon and you're right there. But then I realized that I shouldn't put you on the spot because I know your answer is going to be. So, but I will say the Cubs, which is coming up pretty soon, in about 90-something days. So I'll be downtown in that area a lot.
Yeah, you stay at the hotels too. So
I do.
Yeah, so I'll probably work Cubs convention this year. I didn't work it last year, but I'll probably work it this year.
Yeah, your Bears are looking pretty fun there, I see.
Say that again?
Your Bears are kind of fun, I see, this year. Your Bears are doing
They won last night. So, they were celebrating like they won a Super Bowl. But I told one of my friends, I'm like, let them boys live, man. They've been the laughingstock of football for the past year and a half, close to 2 years. So a W is a W in Chicago. You know, we already know we don't have the best sports teams in America, but at the end of the day, you know, Chicago was always going to root for Chicago. So that's where I'm at. I probably won't go to as many games as I usually do, but, you know, I try to watch them.
Hey, what did I get you for Christmas this year? What did I get you for Christmas last year? What did I get you?
You got me that foot massager thing.
Do you use that at all?
You know what? I do. And the crazy part about it is that you can't feel anything. You can feel the waves going through your feet. And how like these electronic waves are going through, sometimes your muscles and nerves react to them, but it's not something that is going to vibrate kind of like my Hypervolt massage gun or anything like that. So it's very useful. I appreciate that.
I gotta find a gift. Every time I give you a gift, it's always exercise related. I gotta find something that's not exercise related this year. I gotta go outside of my usual for your Christmas gift this year, but
you got your Christmas gift late. You got what? 3 months
better, later? Late than never. Or late than never. But I got to tell you this, by the way. So I was in the bell room doing interviews or whatever. Out of nowhere, somebody called my name through the back side door.
Okay.
It's Keyston. Out of nowhere, it's Keyston. I'm like Keyston just pops up. I don't know. How did you even get down there?
Oh yeah. Yep.
I just turned around and Keyston with a gift from me. I'm like, how the hell did you even get down here? Like, what kind of security have you been doing?
Yeah, you know, I was actually at the stadium that day, and I had to fill out some paperwork. I had to bring in my I-9 paperwork, and I was like, I think Frank's here, so like I'm gonna sneak up on him, and hand him his Christmas gift, like
and do the back, like, you know, the bear room has the stairs going down the stairs. You can't even do some kind of back entrance way. I'm like, who's calling my name back here? But yes, Keyson, you know, again, never would have imagined years ago that happened chance in the bleachers, that you become one of my closest friends in the world. Definitely, you know, whatever you need from me, obviously you can have it. You got my support all the way. And I know it's mutual. So I'm looking forward to what 2024 brings. Maybe one day you will catch me. You won't catch me boxing. Maybe not even lie. I don't even want to lie. You're not going to catch me boxing. But running, we'll see what I can do. We'll see what
we can do. One step at a time, man. You know, whether it's a half a mile or a mile, you know, it's a half a mile and a mile. So
because you make fun of my arms all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And he does it in a way that is motivational because it makes it sound like I need to just do this just for him and shut him up. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, Frank always wants me to get him some Lululemon again. I'm like, they don't make extra, extra, extra smalls. you got to work on your arms before you can get some Lulu, buddy.
And on that note, it's been a great season three, year three, looking forward to season four. I want to thank you all for supporting us on Patreon. Keyston, if you need me, I'm there for you. Let me know. Thank you very much.
Likewise. Winning, sir.
And I'll catch you all on season four of Beyond the Ballpark.
Hey guys, if you're hearing my voice here again, that means we've reached the end of the show. It's that time again for all the thank yous and special messages and disclaimers, you know, all the stuff you really tune in for each week. A big thank you yet again to all of our supporters who not only continue to tune into our show, but take the time to hit the like button, write reviews, and share our content on social media. It all really helps us grow our audience. Our Patreon page continues to thrive as well, as we're working not only on the podcast, but the Roku channel and the book club and on and on and on. If you'd like to be a part of that expanding Mistaken Identity experience, follow the link in our show notes to our Patreon page, or go to patreon.com and search Mistaken Identity Podcast for all the ways you can sign up to access this multitude of additional content. Mistaken Identity is also now a part of the Unconfined Network, which is a home to many podcasts whose hosts have met inside the walls of Wrigley Field. To check out the network's other show offerings, head to unconfinednetwork.com. That's all one word, unconfinednetwork.com, to view all of our shows and their catalogs. Shouts out to Frank Walker, Jesse Graham, and Jordan Burks for their continued efforts both in front and behind the scenes to keep Mistaken Identity rolling along every week. And of course, we can't leave without our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely our own, and we do not speak for or on behalf of the Chicago Cubs or any other organization. This is Joe Flaherty for the Mistaken Identity Podcast saying stay safe, and we'll catch you next time beyond the ballpark. Thank you.